Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to day two of the Governor's Global Climate Summit. We ask that you do not leave your bags or luggage unattended. They will be removed and subject to search by security. And now, please welcome Energy and Climate Policy Advisor, Terry Tamminen.
Good morning, and welcome to the Governor's Global Climate Summit, Day 2. I'm Terry Tamminen, the Coleman Senior Fellow at the New America Foundation and an operating advisor to Pegasus Capital Advisors. And what a day we had yesterday. Governor Schwarzenegger kicked things off with an inspiring welcome and introduced an amazing video by President-elect Barack Obama. They both got standing ovations. How can I follow that? We capped off a great day yesterday with a signing of a very important memorandum of understanding with the United States, several states from the United States, with Indonesian and Brazilian states and provinces to preserve global forests. And throughout the day, we met and made real progress on climate solutions, which you will hear more about from Secretary Linda Adams in just a few moments. Now, just like climbing Mount Everest, reaching this summit would not have been possible without the hard work and support of so many. So many that it would take me all morning to list their names. Don't worry, I won't do that. But I do encourage all of you to please take a look at your program and thank our sponsors, which include nonprofit foundations and businesses alike, and thank our distinguished speakers, panelists, our governors, premiers, and other leaders from around the globe and their staffs for all of their hard work. Give them a great big round of applause. And I want to give special thanks to what I call Team Arnold, the amazing people both in state government and from the private sector who have volunteered and worked so tirelessly. I would call them our California Sherpas doing the heavy lifting, so that we may plant a flag of success atop the climate summit that we are about to climb. So I particularly, as I said, I wasn't going to mention all individual names, but there is one person I do want to single out who from the very beginning has done a lot of the heavy lifting on helping with MOUs and organization and getting people together and keeping them at the table. I want to thank Deputy Secretary of Cal-EPA Eileen Tutt. And again, thanks to all of you that have done so much to make this a remarkable event. As you can see from all the press coverage from day one, it has been noticed.